August 20th, Blessed Paola Montaldi, Virgin Second Order. In the Diocese of Mantua, near the little town of Volta, lies the castle of the Montaldi, in which Paola, a member of this noble and devout family, was born. From infancy, she was remarkable for rare modesty, angelic innocence, and strong attraction to piety, and was frequently called the little saint. When she grew into young womanhood and had made her debut in society, she was seized with such loathing for its vain amusements that she left home and repaired to the convent of St. Lucia at Mantua. The rule of St. Clare, as mitigated by Pope Urban IV, was observed in this convent. Paola was invested with a holy habit in 1458, when she was but 15 years of age. In spite of her youth, she entered upon religious life with unusual seriousness. Desirous of making a sacrifice of her body to God, she added to the prescribed practices of the community many fasts and penitential exercises, and observed long vigils. For the short rest she allowed herself, she used a floor for her bed and a stone for her pillow. She kept a careful check on her senses and on the affections of her heart. She not only avoided idle words, but prevented useless and distracting thoughts from gaining entrance into her heart, for which reason she was almost constantly in intimate union with God. And the God of love sometimes favored her with raptures and ecstasies. Meanwhile, she looked upon herself as the last and at least among the sisters, even after she had spent many years in the convent. Her sisters duly appreciated her merits and chose her three times for their abbess. With her humble charity and enlightened wisdom, this mistress of the spiritual life led many of her fellow sisters to a high degree of perfection. Attracted by the fame of her sanctity, laypeople also came to seek advice and consolation, and to obtain the help of God through her prayers. After she had withstood severe attacks from hell, and her patience had been tried by long and wearisome illness, she passed to the vision of God in 1514. Her tomb in a church of the convent at Mantua became the object of universal veneration. But when, at the close of the 18th century, Emperor Joseph II of Austria suppressed even this old and venerable convent, the city of Volta gladly brought the body of their fellow citizen into their church and erected a magnificent tomb for it before Our Lady's altar. Pope Pius IX approved the veneration of Blessed Paola in 1866. On Distractions at Prayer. Consider with what recollection and devotion Blessed Paola said her prayers. Since her heart was almost constantly united to God, how different it is with us. Though we begin our prayers with heartfelt devotion, we soon find ourselves preoccupied with distracting and foreign thoughts, so that in the sight of God, we must seem like idiotic children who begin to speak sensibly to their Father, but ere long begin to wander and utter only silly talk. We have one consolation, however, since according to the teaching of the saints and theologians, distractions at prayer are not sinful if we do not willfully entertain them, but calmly turn our thoughts to God as soon as we become aware of them. Our Lord has compassion on our weakness. As a father has compassion on his children, so has the Lord compassion on those who fear him. Psalm 102:13. Consider that distractions are sinful if we are the cause of them by gazing about or by similar actions, or if when we become aware of the distractions we do not check them, but setting aside all respect, willfully dwell on them. Then our prayer is not only useless, but deserves to be punished by God, who is being dishonored by it. How can we expect God to pay attention to our prayer when we ourselves fail to be attentive to it? We can only say of such Christians, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Matthew 15:8. In a certain church, St. Bernard once saw an angel standing beside each Christian engaged in prayer and recording the prayers said. Some angels wrote with gold ink, others with silver ink, others again with ordinary ink, and still others were not writing at all. With what kind of ink is your guardian angel recording your prayer? Let us consider the cause of our distractions and how we can overcome them. Many of them are the result of human frailty. We must bear these with patience, and no matter how often they return, we must humbly turn our thoughts to God again. Many other distractions come from the evil spirit. That is why the church provides that each hour of the divine office begin with the prayer, "O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me." Psalm 69:2. In these same words, or in similar ones, beg God at the beginning of your prayers for help against disturbing suggestions of the evil spirit. But the majority of our distractions are the result of the freedom we give our senses, and because our hearts are filled with curiosity and idle desires. The only remedy for this source is Christian self-denial, exterior and interior, which Blessed Paola practiced so conscientiously. Prayer of the Church. O God, who didst give us the Virgin Blessed Paola as a model of purity and penance by reason of her constant meditation on the sufferings of thy crucified Son, grant us by her intercession the grace to crucify our flesh and to breathe forth our soul in the embrace of the cross of our Lord. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Paola Montaldi, pray for us.